B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It's the party that won't stop giving, and I need it to stop giving. I need it to go away.
Yesterday, if you weren't with us, then you missed Roy's story. Friday night, he had a get-together for all of his real estate friends.
And none of them showed up.
They bailed one by one, each excuse worse than the last for why they couldn't come. And so the MRL family, Loren, her husband Dallas, Nicole, and her roommate Kylie, and then myself showed up because we love partying at any, you know, free alcohol, free food. We're there.
Yeah. Well,
that's how we left it yesterday. You were mad that your real estate friends didn't show up.
But we still had a good time.
And we had a great time.
Well, I got an email from my apartment manager, and I not only got a lease violation, which is pretty bad in itself, but I got a $200 fine.
Good God.
Because...
What did we do?
Yeah, so somebody that was there that night cost you $200?
Yes.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Loren, she...
She got the most drunk?
She got the most drunk.
And she, I did get the most drunk.
She stayed the longest.
I did. But, you know, now that I'm looking back on the night, I kind of hope it's not Cash, my son, because when my husband Dallas came to pick baby Cash up, Cash was on the pool table. He was, like, running around. He's being loud.
Don't say too much. My apartment manager's probably listening.
That's an additional $200.
Yeah.
You're now at $400.
Okay, so if that wasn't it, now I know it wasn't me.
Welcome to America's favorite game show, Let's Charge Roy!
Yay!
Roy had a party on Friday night.
Let's see how many lease violations he can rack up.
Loren, what did you say you did?
Nothing.
Right, seriously, what happened?
My dog. So I rented out the clubhouse, which means I paid money to reserve the clubhouse. And my apartment typically in the common areas has like a leash policy. But I assumed, which I shouldn't have, that if I rented out the clubhouse and only me and my guests could be there, I was allowed to have no leash. So that's the first issue.
I mentioned that to Nicole while we were playing pool because Callie walked over by us.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem that I saw was that people were using the gym. And in order to get to the gym,
they
had to cut through the room that Roy had rented. And they walked past a dog. And I was like, what if someone who doesn't like dogs walks past Callie? And Nicole's like, oh, Callie's sweet. And that was it. Like,
she loves people.
And that's just poor planning on the apartment building's layout.
Maybe if they get a clubhouse, maybe don't put the thing that you can reserve next to the gym.
And open space.
Have kind of another beef here.
By the way, violation number one. There's more violations.
Okay, just to put it in perspective, it would be like renting out a suite at the football game on the 50-yard line. That's how invasive it is. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
She was on a leash some of the time. Nobody was holding it.
That's true. Like she was being confined to the majority of the time.
And she's a medium-sized dog.
And there was one incident that I remember that she got away from us. And evidently, that's when all hell broke loose.
It only takes a minute.
So according to the email from my apartment manager, that she went not only to the lobby, to the front door, but she pooped in the front door. And then a guest, a resident, stepped on the poop. trashy.
Poor thing. Went to the front door, did the right thing, and just couldn't hold it anymore.
At this nice apartment building. How trashy. I love it. And evidently, the concierge, we have a 24-hour person who sits at the front desk to let people in and accept packages. And evidently, that person had to clean up my dog's poop.
Okay.
But here's a couple of my things with it. Number one, I was just down the hall. If I was breaking rules, somebody could have easily came down and was like, hey, number one, your dog just pooped and you got to go clean it. Number two, you're breaking the rules.
How did they know it was you? Because a lot of people use that entranceway to walk their dogs.
Well, they say they have camera footage.
That's hilarious.
I haven't witnessed the camera footage because I wanted them just to email it to me so I can blog about it. But the last thing I want to do is go to the Ashton's lobby and sit there and watch the footage with someone else. I think that's going to be really uncomfortable.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, that's so good.
But they say they have footage.
You should go watch the video. Clearly it's you. Clearly it's the dog. And be like, I'm just not seeing what you see.
Prove it. And I know my rights.
I mean, it's just not matching. And I want to believe you.
Okay, but hold on a second. When you rent this place out and you spend $200 to rent the room out, I assume that part of that goes to cleaning.
I don't think it goes to cleaning your dog's poop.
I had a resident stepped in and drug all over the downstairs lobby.
Just saying. You rented the space. I'm sure there's some money in there allocated to cleaning. Just put it towards the dog's poop.
Well, I see the other, you know, listen, my dog did it. My dog was off the leash. I really didn't know that she was off the leash. And if she was off the leash in the lobby, it was just for a moment. But my thing is that not only do I get a lease violation, but then I get, like, they can charge anywhere between, like, $50 to $500, and they chose $200.
Yeah. So
talk about it. And I've never had a lease violation. I'm a good resident.
Let's do a quick round of how much did your dog cost you. Right now, $200 is on the board. 704-570-9595. Here's what we'll do. We'll hit the Jonas Brothers. We'll get them on. Maybe they'll pay your fine for you.
No, I don't think they will.
And then we'll take your phone calls, and then we'll get your calls on the radio here in about 4 minutes. But Roy's dog cost him $200.
Yes.
What else could a dog do that would cost someone money?
Eat something? I don't know.
Oh, and then like surgery? 704-570-9595. Made me feel a little better.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Larry Morning Show. Hey, if you're able to do it, you can jump on Kiss 95.1 Facebook page and see us. We're back to streaming live this morning, and Roy's giving some more details about that party.
Some things I didn't want to talk about on the radio, because there's other things I'm upset about.
Some exclusives, which, by the way, will also be on the Rap Party podcast. That'll be up after 10:30 this morning.
But my dog, Callie, cost me $200 because at the party at my clubhouse in my apartment, she got away from us. She went to the lobby and pooped. And evidently another resident stepped on it, so they gave us a lease violation. So right now she's cost me a total of $200. What has your dog cost you?
So I see a bunch of phone calls lined up, and I see numbers ranging from $380 to over $10,000.
What?
Good gosh.
Yeah, we're going to talk to these people coming up in 3 minutes, y'all. Hang tight.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, a lot of people on hold. Let's jump to their calls real quick, talking about how much their dog cost them. Roy, how much did Callie cost you on Friday night?
$200 in lease violations at my apartment. Let's talk with Joe and Charlotte. Joe, how much did your dog cost you?
$750.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
A teething puppy decided to chew up all the baseboards in my apartment. I looked at it as like paint damage. And 2 weeks after we ended our lease and moved out, I got a letter in the mail, and yeah, they were like, we had to replace all the boards, most of the, you know, carpet, because some of the carpet was tore up. But yeah, $750.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Joe. Roy, you also posted a picture of Callie ate a hole in your couch. So really,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not only did she cost you the $200 on the pooping,
but what's a couch? $400? Mm-hmm. She cost me now. I'm like $600 in.
Sorry to bring up.
My gosh, she's destroying everything. All right, Lauren in Monroe, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Show.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing really well. What's your dog cost you?
$1,500 and some change. We were out of town, and my dog has anxiety and has done this before in my home. So we take a crate with us. And when we get back to the hotel, my 5-year-old unhooked his kennel because she said she wanted to give Yogi kisses bye and didn't close it back up. And when we got back to the hotel, he had tore holes all in their couch, like the pull-out couch, the Fairfield Inn & Suites, and the mattress, a big hole in the center of the mattress.
And it's hard to be mad at your 5-year-old because she was just trying to be sweet, right?
Right. Yeah. So I couldn't get mad at her or the dog.
Yeah.
But they did. They charged my card. After I checked out, I had told them what had happened, and after I checked out, they didn't even tell me how much it was going to be. And the next thing I know, they had charged my card $1,500.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
Thanks, Lauren.
Wow. Can I get an itemized receipt, please?
All right.
This is Katie in Fort Mill. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show. My dog cost me $200. What did your dog cost you?
My dog cost me $10,000.
Ten? What? What do they do?
Yeah.
Destroy a whole car?
I basically lived in South Korea teaching.
Okay.
And in South Korea, the doctors don't have to be certified to be a doctor. They didn't know what was wrong with her, and her gallbladder exploded.
Oh, so you got a medical bill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Wait, can we just go back to the fact that anybody can be a doctor?
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of breezed over that.
So then I wonder how they even fix your dog then, if no one's a real doctor.
She had to go find someone who's, I don't know. She went to a banker, apparently. They cost her
$10,000. Oh, my gosh, they're playing Operation down there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.